It is fantastic for our station, our sports, to have this guy on the airwaves. Gosh, it's been a long time. Folks remember I'm a Cook High School grad. Dale Bean, of course, back early 90s grad. I think I'm going to say 92. Hopefully I got that. I'm in the neighborhood.
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
I took a wild guess and I got it right. But Dale, of course, we see him all the time in the winter months, high school wrestling tournaments, weekend after weekend, district tournaments, and at the state tournament as well. We had to get him on our airwaves because he was recently named the Nebraska Scholastic Wrestling and Coaches Association Official of the Year for 2026 at their recent banquet. And first of all, Dale, thanks a million for being on our airwaves. It's good to have you back. It's been too long, big guy. It's been way too long.
Absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity, Rich. And most importantly, thanks for giving us an opportunity to talk about wrestling. I think that's phenomenal and officiating.
Yep, you've been doing it so many years. You had great high school years. And gosh, you've been officiating for over 25 years. I'm not sure exactly in the total, but it's been a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah, I've been officiating for 30 years, 25 years with the NSAA. Absolutely. Time flies when you're having fun.
Exactly right. And you are busy, I'm sure, from the start of the season to the end of the state wrestling tournament, and doing tournaments and doing duels and doing different trianglers, stuff like that. They keep you busy. I'm sure your schedule is pretty full throughout the season, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm very fortunate that my work limits me, but there's a lot of flexibility with wrestling because it's a lot of nights and weekends. And so you can work around that, and very full schedule, yes, to say the least.
I'm glad you brought that up. You got to juggle your another job and your paying job. What have you been doing these years? Tell us.
Well, I'm actually the senior vice president of sales for Cashway Distributing Company. And the nice thing about officiating wrestling is it's not really a conflict of interest because most wrestling events, they go off in the evenings, and they're mostly Saturdays. So it gives you a chance to, for lack of a better word, Rich, have a little side hustle with something you have passion for, right? And also to be connected with the sport, because we cannot all be athletes for our entire lives, right? So, yeah. Awesome.
I know wrestling is your love, but I see a lot of pictures. You're still dabbling a little bit of softball as well in the summer months. Am I right on that?
I don't play softball anymore.
Uh-huh.
I do, but my wife and I am a love softball. I'm an advocate for the sport.
Uh-huh.
And my wife and I, we put on a tournament, my family, every year in Kearney, so that way we can give back to the sport. Most importantly, give back to stroke awareness. And so the big, another activity for me that I am very fond of.
Of course, remember Dale from his McCook American Legion baseball days. Man, some awesome teams. Absolutely. Back in the 90s, Dale, and you never get tired of talking about that. I still remember those great, great, fantastic teams back in the day.
Yeah, our McCook teams, boy, if it wasn't an expectation to win districts, it was an expectation to win state.
Mm-hmm.
It was, we definitely had a good group of guys, and we all played together, and we had a pretty good level of success. I'd put our teams against any teams that I ever played with at the collegiate level, even. That's a strong statement.
Yeah, so. You were loaded. I mean, there wasn't a lot of you, to be honest with you, but the ones you played, what, ninth? You probably 10 or 11 guys. I just remember maybe a couple of subs, and that was about it, wasn't it?
I think the most we ever had was 13.
Uh-huh.
That's crazy.
It is.
Yeah.
And, of course, McCook High School had, once again, Class B state wrestling champion back in that senior year. And that was another team from top to bottom, lightweights to heavyweights, under Coach Dave Gordon back in the day. That was a loaded team, no question.
Yes, that team was definitely loaded and very disciplined team. So and we didn't know we were that good either. So I'm just saying it all just came together that year, and all of us had great success with personal improvement and guys that were struggling that year. When it came to the state wrestling tournament, they turned it on, and What a fun ride, Rich.
No question about it. Now all these years, you're officiating at the state tournaments, and you're seeing the growth of girls wrestling along with boys wrestling. The sport just is still very, very popular, and you have a ton of fun doing all these meets, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And the evolution of girls wrestling has been nothing but great for the sport. It actually gives a lot of opportunities for athletes, and the girls are very passionate about it. It's kind of funny. They're very kind as well, which is, if you've been officiating wrestling for as many years as I have, you've got to have a demeanor to make sure that it's very intense, that nobody gets hurt. And not that boys try to hurt each other. I'm not saying that, Rich. It's more to the level of that the sportsmanship that girls have. They hug, they cry together when they win and lose, and it's a totally different emotion that boys, they typically don't hug the guy when he beats them, put it that way.
Yeah, they might slap and give him high fives or something like that, but you don't see a lot of hugging, do you, Dale?
No, you do not, Rich. It's a different, yeah, it's different. And boys and girls are different, right? So it's been a great addition to the sport, and it provides opportunities too. There's so many more events. Wrestling's on TV a lot more kids involved, a lot more younger programs that are getting started, you know, at younger ages. It's just a great thing to grow the sport.
And the expansion of the tournaments, I mean, more days. CHI is just from, what, Monday to Saturday with girls and then boys. It is nonstop. I don't know if you have to work both tournaments at the same time, or you just pick one or the other, or get assigned one or the other, but that's a full week over in Omaha, isn't it?
It's definitely an action-packed week, Rich, with lots of, you know, competition, and it's really difficult for most officials. You've got to take a lot of time off work to be there for that, so I typically only do one or the other, and I've only been doing the boys' tournament, but it's just a big commitment to try to be there for the full week so it doesn't become a conflict of interest of your everyday job that you do, you know.
All those wrestling officials, Dale, you get a chance to know all those guys throughout the years, and you're not just regular seasons, but districts and conference tournaments, and then eventually with state tournaments. There are, I'm sure, quite a few guys you work with have been doing this just as many years or maybe longer than you have.
Yeah, you know, there is quite a few that have been doing it about the same length of time or longer. What's interesting is I'm 51 years old, and some people go, wow, that's pretty old, you know, and then it is, I know, but seasoned. I say it's seasoned.
There you go.
But,
yep.
I'm probably right in the middle where there's a, I would say 60% are younger than me, and then there's probably 40% that still do it that are actually older than me. And it's kind of surprising when you think about it that way.
But there's no signs for you slowing down anytime soon. I mean, you're 51, but I'm sure you feel like you're 31 and you look like you're 21, right?
I don't know if I look like I'm 21 anymore, but the thing about officiating wrestling is that it is, you have to be in pretty good shape to do that, and it's a good workout. And it's actually very healthy for me to stay. It helps me stay in shape. And not just physically, but, you know, you have to be dialed in and mentally. It helps your focus. You get yourself put in some, you know, situations, and you always want to make the right call. And I'd love to tell you that any one of us is perfect, Rich. None of us are. And in those defining moments, you just need to do the right thing. And you're not always right because your angle might be different. And so, but the level of concentration for those events is very intense. And because in a blink of an eye, you could miss something. And that's what you don't want to do. And also on the blink of an eye, if you don't, potentially dangerous situations and various other things, there's a fine line there. And you've got to have a feel for the match, and you got to be dialed in the whole time that you're out there. So, very intense, put it that way.
Wife Amanda, and you have a couple of daughters, and we were just talking that and we can tell everybody you just welcomed your first grandchild into the world just recently. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. Walker Thomas. He's about 4 months old, but big baby. He was 19 inches and 10 pounds, 2 ounces. So definitely has my biceps, Rich.
There you go. I'm sure Grandpa and Grandma already purchased that kid a singlet already. His first singlet's already there, right?
You know, matter of fact, yes. We did buy one already. Yes. And also a Denver Broncos little outfit, too. So that way his dad has some persuasion because he's a Packers fan.
Oh, boy. How did you let that happen? Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
We're trying to convert him. Trust me.
Yeah, you guys are diehard Bronco fans. You go. You try. You make. You got season tickets for the home games? I think you do, don't you?
Carmen Goodwin does. Stanton and Carmen have had tickets for a long time, and obviously I married into the family, and it's afforded me some opportunities to go to some games with my family. It's wonderful.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I'm sure that banquet that you just got your honor at, I'm sure that was fun to be at and in front of all your peers and coaches. I think it's a very, very well-attended event. That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very humbling. You know, the thing about a wrestling official, the goal to be a really good wrestling official is not to be noticed. And so it's always kind of weird for me, because if you look at it through a different set of eyes, if a match goes really good, they're focusing on the athletes and they're talking about how good the athletes do and what great moves they executed. And if the official gets noticed, Rich, it's not always a good thing for the officials to be noticed and in those types of situations. So to get some recognition in a positive manner, you know, and from not only peers, but most importantly, the coaches that are in the corners that they respect and want to give that award to somebody. It's very humbling. And it's an honor. Absolutely.
Well, I'm sure as long as your health is going good, you're going to continue doing these matches in regular season and postseason as long as you're feeling good.
I would say that as long as that I'm physically and mentally able and to do it at a high level, then I will continue. And that just makes me want to work harder to read my rule books, to know what rules changes are coming out, work on my positioning, and most importantly, to continue to work out for my health. And you never know. Someday I might be able to not officiate my grandson, but but still do it. I think it would be pretty cool if he's in high school and I'm still officiating. So it gives me a little something to think about.
And Grandma and Grandpa will be right there at every single match watching that little fella do his thing like Grandpa did his thing back in the 90s.
Absolutely. And that's what's great about generations to come. You know, you just want to try to set the right... Not all of us do things perfectly because none of us are... We're all human. We're not no one's 100%, you know, perfect, obviously. But you try to set the right examples and always trying to grow the sport so that way people can be involved in it and different aspects, whether it's as an athlete or as a wrestling official. So we're table help and a lot of different things. And coaches, of course, I'd probably get slapped now, Rich, because I didn't say coaches first. But, I mean, getting involved and supporting it throughout every aspect of the sport, there's just so much that goes into it.
Dale, a pleasure talking to you, and congrats on the honor once again. Congrats once again. Enjoy the rest of the summer with the family, and you know that school's going to be starting, and before you know it, it's going to be winter sports, and here we go with another wrestling season.
Absolutely. We're having our summit just here the 1st of August, and that's for all officials, but that's where the focus of the wrestling really kicks off with rule changes and what's coming, and blink of an eye will be on a wrestling mat and being warm when it's cold outside in those gyms, right?
Exactly. So. Right. You betcha. Dale, thanks a million, sir. Enjoy the rest of summer. Good to catch up with you. We'll talk again down the line, okay?
Thank you very much, Rich.